Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Samach Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins from the top of Daf Samach Vov. Now, that is where we technically had left off last time. However, in order to start today's shiur, it is necessary just to recap a little bit of what we had mentioned at the end of Daf Samach Hei Omid Beis. So if you have Samach Hei Omid Beis available, you'll notice a bow tie, the second bow tie, the bottom, the lowermost bow tie on Samach Hei Omid Beis, featuring Iklu Lahu Pundok. A group of Rabbonim went to a particular inn, and in that case, the owner of the inn, who was a Nochri, an idol worshipper, he came to the inn on Shabbos. And that creates a problem for the travelers who had rented rooms in that inn, because an Eruv is ineffective when you have several Jews together with a Gentile. The question is, can we find a solution which would be accomplished through renting the owner's domain from him, and then the Jews would renounce their holding in the inn to one of them, and that, if it would be effective, so then the one to whom the Rishus was renounced, he would be able to carry in and out of his room or his location in the inn to the courtyard, so that his, at least we would have some form of permission, of allowance. So in the discussion, the issue came up of this idea of being of renting from the owner. Can this be done on Shabbos? So the conclusion of the Gemara that we saw last time was that yes, the renting can be done on Shabbos, and after the renting is done, renting from the goy his ownership, we'll say renting from him his rishus in the inn, and then the subsequent renouncing to one of the Jews, everyone renounces their holding to one of their fellow. This point in the Gemara, we're at the top of Samach Vov Amud Aleph, where you see a house marking. On the side of the Gemara, under the Mivneh, you see we have a house featured. Shtei Tihios Al Psak Shel Rabbi Yochanan. There are two questions raised. The word Tihio has to do with a wonderment or a question as a result of analyzing what was said. Questions arise. There are two questions that arise. Al Psak Shel Rabbi Yochanan, who had said, number one, D'Soichrin Min HaGoy B'Shabbos, and point number two, V'Odar Mevatlim, and then the Jews would renounce their holding to one of their fellows, one of their group. We will see in the structure of this omid, you see the two houses, one at the top and one in the middle. Our note says, Nira she number one, tohe aldino shesochrim b'shabbos. The number one question raised is corresponds to the first point made by Rabbi Yochanan, or that Rabbi Yochanan conceded to, namely that rental can take place on Shabbos, and house number two will be a question, a tehiya, on that which we said, mevatlin. Now that the structure hopefully is fairly clear, let us proceed with the Gemara. Take into consideration the long markings that you see to the side of the Gemara. It takes sort of a long question, which will be followed by a long answer. The question: Tohu bo Nahardoi. Nahardoi raised the question, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, would Rabbi Yochanan have said that it's possible to rent on Shabbos, rent from the goy owner that came back to his inn on Shabbos? From Rabbi Yochanan, Socher Kima'arev Domi. Rabbi Yochanan had said that rental is like making an Eruv. Now, what is meant by rental is like making an Eruv? My love, is this not to imply ma me'arev libo yom, just like making an Eruv is something that you do on Friday, not on Shabbos. Af socher libo yom, so too, the schirus is something that can be done only by day, meaning on Friday. Loi, not so. And this is an answer to their question, and notice that it's a long answer, and there are several points that we will see, and we highlight each point with a diamond. Rather, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says socher kima'arev? Not to say that you must do schirus from erev Shabbos. No, the schirus could be done on Shabbos, as we said. So, what is the parallel? Rather, ma me'arev afilu b'pochos mishova pruta, af socher b'pochos mishova pruta. Just like the Eruv contribution is not dependent on the value of the food per se, but rather it's a quantity that's of more interest to us. So therefore, just like an Eruv can be accomplished with less than a shove pruta worth, it's an amount, it's less than a shove pruta worth of food, af socher b'pochos mishova pruta, so too the schirus can be accomplished by paying the owner less than a shove pruta. Uma me'arev afilu schir l'kito, and just like the Eruv can be made by his worker, let's say that a Gentile, an idol worshiper, is a part of a courtyard, and he has Jewish workers. Well, they can contribute on behalf, so to speak, of the reshus of the goy, and that they would basically preclude the goy from the picture, and they would contribute to an Eruv. So just like Schirun Lakito function in the realm of Eruv, af socher, so too with regard to Schirus, afilu Schiro Lakito. So too by socher, the worker, the goy owner, let us say he has workers, they can maskir, they can rent out the domain of their balabais, of their master. They can rent out, so to speak, represent him in renting out his domain. Uma me'arev, and like, just like by Eruv, chamisha shishrim b'chotzer echod, b'chotzer achas, echod me'arev al yedei kulan. Socher nami chamisha sheshurin bechotzer achas echod socher al yedei kulon. We'll go over this through the Rashi, but the idea is that one can represent the many. Now, the Rashi, echod ma'arev al yedei kulon. Kegoin, what's the case of echod ma'arev al yedei kulon by Eruvin? Kegoin shnei chatzeros upesach beinei. Imagine two courtyards that are side by side, and there's a door between them. Ubola arev zuim zu, and they want to join up their domains. These two courtyards want to join up. Echod moilich eruva shel zu l'toich shel zu. So let's say courtyard number one had joined together for their own purposes, to allow their own courtyard for use. Courtyard number one can have their Eruv carried into courtyard number two. One of the members of courtyard one serves as an agent for the rest of his co-dwellers and brings the Eruv into courtyard number two. That accomplishes joining the two courtyards together. That's Chamisha, that was the case of one being Ma'arev al Yedei Kulan. Now the case of the Socher, Rashi continues, Chamisha Yisrael, Shishurin Iman Nochri B'chotzer Achas, five Jews and one non-Jew in one courtyard, Echod Mehen Socher Men Anochri B'shvil Kulan, so one of the Jews can rent from the Goy his domain on behalf of his other Jewish co-dwellers. We continue in the Gemara. In the meantime, Rabbi Yochanan's first point about schirus being done on Shabbos remains. Tohi bo Rabbi Elazar. There is a Rashi we look at across from here. Tohi bo Rabbi Elazar. Behol milsedon leel shesochru min anochri v'achak vitlu. Regarding that which we learned earlier, and Rabbi Yochanan had conceded to this, that they rent from the Nochri, thereby removing the Nochri from the picture, and then the Jews will renounce their holding in the courtyard to one of their fellow Jews. So, regarding that, Rabbi Elazar raises a question. Omar Rebbe Zero Mai Taya the Rebbe Elazar. What's the Tehiyah of Rebbe Elazar? All the Gemara said was that Rebbe Elazar raised an eyebrow, that he was amazed. Well, what's he amazed at? The Gemara will answer. Take note, this is a long point. It's in effect a long answer, and we will establish what Rebbe Elazar is amazed at. Omar of Sheshis. Gavra Rabbe ki Rebbe Zera lo yoda maitia de Rebbe Elazar. A great man like Rebbe Zera, who just asked, what was the tea of Rebbe Elazar? What, you don't know? Kokashiole de Shmuel Rabbe. What's bothering Rebbe Elazar is something, or his problem is based on a teaching of Shmuel, his Rebbe. Now when we say his din, the din of Shmuel, we're going to see a number of dinim of Shmuel in the upcoming few lines. What we will eventually want to focus on is on the third din of Shmuel, and we mark them off, we number them off, where Shmuel says, Ein Mevatlin. So whereas what we learned before was after the rental, the remaining Jews renounced their holding to one of their fellow Jews, Shmuel will say Ein Mevatlin. We now continue in the Gemara with a great deal of additional information, but it's our job in our Gemara markings Daf Yomi Shir to keep clarity, to not lose the forest for the trees. So the Gemara continues. Shmuel has several principles or rules. Kol Mokoim, and it should be pointed out that first we'll read three rules, and then the Gemara will explain each one. And you can see we have numbers and a subsequent set of numbers to keep everything straight. Number one, Kol Mokoim She'oisrin U'ma'arvin Mevatlin. We'll wait for the Gemara later. Number two, Ma'arvin V'ein Osrin. Oisrin V'ein Ma'arvin Ein Mevatlin. And now the Gemara goes over this series of halachas. Kol Mokoim She'oisrin, any situation where one would aser, one would create a restriction for the other in the absence of an Eruv, Arvin, and they had a possibility of making an Eruv, Mivaklin. Then, in the absence of having made the Eruv, they could do Bittol. Kegoin. An example of this, and this we will be able to see illustrated in illustration number 8 in the Pirush Chai. Kegoin Shnei Chatseros Zu Lifnim Mizu. Like the case of two courtyards, one being an inner courtyard and one being an outer courtyard. This you can see in the Pirush Chai on page 138, illustration 8, an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. We take a look at the Rashi in the middle of the Rashi commentary, in the middle of the column of Rashi, Kol Mokoim Sho'isrin, Ze Al Ze Velo Eruv, Ve'im Hoyu Rotsin La'arev Yehoyu La'arev Mevatlin, Im Shochachu Velo Irvu, if they forgot and did not make an Eruv, Mevatlin Rishuson Le'echod Mehen, Vave Kule Chotzer Didei, after being Mevatl, after the others renounce their holding to one, the entire chotzer becomes his. Utehem uteris l'taltel b'kula, u'bavad shelo yotziu min habotim l'chotzer, elo mibeso shel oisu yochid bilvad. The chotzer then becomes muter, provided the carrying that takes place is from his chotzer, from his house alone, and not the others. There is another Rashi we continue with, kol mokom she'osrin, and this halacha was like the case of two chatzeros, zu lefnim mizu. So Rashi says, kol mokoim la'asui shtei chatzer zu lefnim mizu, de'hecho de'lo irvo pnimis la'atzma. Let's say the inner courtyard did not make an internal eruv. Osra achitzona. It will then create a restriction for the outer courtyard. Afilu l'rabbonon depligi olei de'Rabbi Akiva, even according to the rabbonon, who are more lenient than Rabbi Akiva, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, modu, they will concede the regel ha'oiseres b'mekoima oiseres shelo b'mekoima, that he who is restricted in their own location, for example, the inner courtyard, in the absence of having made an eruv, so no carrying can take place between their houses and their courtyard. So that type of regel, the people like that, they can impose a restriction even outside of their realm. That in this case, the outer courtyard could go b'chitzona. And how is it that they impose a restriction? Mishum drisus haregel sheish lo aleha, because they have easement rights over the outer courtyard. Had they wanted to make an eruv, had they remembered to make an eruv, Ma'arvin, an eruv could have been made. Vim shachu lo irvu, in the event that someone forgot and did not contribute to the eruv, mevatlin v'nei pnimis reshusam l'vnei chitzona, then the inner courtyard that imposed a restriction on the outer courtyard, they can renounce their easement rights to the outer chotzer. That's the reference to Oysa Jesus regel sheyesh lo aleha. And by doing that, by renouncing it, so the inner courtyard doesn't pose a restriction on the outer courtyard anymore. We continue in the Gemara. We're going to now read case number 2 of Shmuel. And this is in the Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom. A situation of Ma'arvin the Ein Oisrin, Ein Mevatlin. This is a scenario where an Eruv could have been made, in this case, Kagon. You can look at illustration number 9. Shnei Chatzeros u'Pesach Echad Beinehem. There are two Chatzeros that are side by side with a passageway, a doorway between the two courtyards that are side by side. The potential for them to have made it, to have made an Eruv, existed. And if they don't join together, so one doesn't aser on the other, and in the event that, let's say, one of the chatzeros forgot to make an Eruv, so it doesn't impose a restriction on the neighboring chatzer, well, in a case like that, there is no bittul. And here too, we look at the Rashi. Rashi duar maschil shtei chatzeros psuchos lemavui oshusa ravim, two courtyards that open to an alleyway or a public thoroughfare. Upesach beinehen, and there is a doorway between the two courtyards. Ma'arvin im roitzim, they could make an eruv if they should so desire. Vim lo irvu zu im zu, and if they did not make an eruv joining the two courtyards together, zu muteres liatzma v'zu muteres liatzma, each courtyard is independently permitted to carry in and out of their houses. Ein mevatlin im hutzruchu letalta mizu lezu, if there was a need to carry from one courtyard to the other, Ein mevatlin rishus shel zu lezu. And here there is no ability to renounce one domain to the other. Delo tikun rabbonin bitul rishus elohecho de asri olayu. The concept of bitul rishus, or the institution of renouncing ownership, exists only where otherwise they impose a restriction one on the other. But in this case of the side-by-side chatzeros, one chotzer doesn't impose any restriction on the other. Therefore, the chance of being mevatel reshus from one to the other, that doesn't exist. We continue in the Gemara, rule number 3, and this is really what we are going to be interested in. Oisrin v'ein ma'arvin, a situation where there is restriction and no Eruv option, ein mevatlin. Bittul doesn't exist as an option. Lasuyemai, what does this come to include? Lav lasuye nochri, is it not coming to include our case? The case of a Gentile that lives together with with other Jews. The Gentile imposes a prohibition on the other Jews. The ability to make an Eruv between the Gentile and the Jews doesn't exist. And Shmuel's ruling is Ein Mevatlin. The Gemara, we should look at Rashi, Lav Lo Suyei Nochri, Shedorim Shnei Yisraelim B'chotzer, a non-Jew lives with two Jews in a courtyard, She'oisrin Oisom Shnei Yisraelim Zalzeh, the two Jews are usher one on the other. The ein yichol ma'ariv b'shvil ha'nochri, they can't make an eruv because of the nochri's presence. The karmina dein mevatlin, and we are telling you here that there is no possibility of being mevatel rishus. Let's continue in the Gemara. The ida also me'esmol, if the nochri had appeared on Friday, Logir Me'esmol, there could have been a rental from the day before. In other words, they could have rented from the Goy on Friday. So that can't be what Shmuel number 3 is saying, because in Shmuel number 3 it says Ein Ma'arvin. It said Osrin and Ein Ma'arvin. Why would you say Osrin Ve'Ein Ma'arvin? They could have rented on Friday, the Goy's holding in that courtyard, and after renting from the Goy, the two Jews that remain could have made an Eruv between themselves. So the question then remains, what is case 3 talking about of Oisrin Ve'ein Ma'arvin? Elo, and we continue on Amud Beis, the top of Amud Beis, Elo Lav, the Osa B'Shavata. Notice we dashed underlined Osa B'Shavata because this is the parallel case to that which we saw at the bottom of Samach Hei Omid Beis, where the Goy came on Shabbos. Being that he came on Shabbos, so this suggestion of renting from a Friday falls away. V'kotoni oisrin v'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. And it describes this case as a case of Isser and no Eruv possibility, and there's no Bittul. So how can, and this is what was bothering Reb Elazar, being that Reb Elazar had learned this din from Shmuel, he couldn't understand how could it have been allowed earlier to rent from the Goy on Shabbos and then be mevatel one to the other, when Shmuel himself teaches that is not in the cards. Shma Mino, this shows clearly what was bothering Rabbi Elazar. Before we continue in the Gemara, we glance at the side under our Nosei, our topic heading, where we've written Abaye Mazkir Rav Yosef. Abaye will remind Rav Yosef Shehu Limeid Din number 1 to Shmuel, that Rav Yosef had in the past taught this din of Shmuel, Shnei Chatzeros Zuv Limizu, etc. The case of the two Chatzeros in an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, that if one if they did not make an Eruv, so they can be mevatel their drisus haregel, the inner courtyard could mevatel their drisus haregel to the outer courtyard, and thereby allowing the outer courtyard to use their courtyard and not be restricted by that inner courtyard. The Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, lo shmia li hashmaitza. Rav Yosef claims that I never heard this teaching of Shmuel, the din number one of Shmuel, of the inner courtyard and outer courtyard, that the inner courtyard could be mevatel their drisus haregel to the outer courtyard. Omar le Abaye. Note that we have a long point. Abaye says, at amris nihalon, you in fact taught it to us, the aho amris nihalon, and based on the following, you taught it to us. Rashi points out that Rav Yosef at a certain point had taken ill, and as a result of his ailment, he forgot his learning. And we find in a number of places of Shas that Abaye, who had the benefit of learning from Rav Yosef before his ailment, Abaye is on the spot to recount to Rav Yosef that which he had once, in fact, taught. So Abaye does that over here, and he says, You taught us this din on the following. The Omar Shmuel, Ein bitul reshus mechotzer lechotzer, the Ein bitul reshus bechurba. Shmuel teaches 2 points, that one cannot be mevatel reshus from one chotzer to the next chotzer, nor can there be bitul reshus when dealing with a ruin. The case of the ruin is featured in illustration number 10 in the Pirush Chai. The illustration shows you 2 houses, one on either side of a ruin, and the 2 houses open into this ruin. They cannot use the ruin, in other words, they can't carry from their houses to the ruin in the middle unless they made an Eruv. Well, in the absence of having made the Eruv, so Shmuel tells us that they cannot be mevatel, that one cannot renounce his holding on the ruin to the other. The Amris Lon Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, said regarding this, Ki Omar Shmuel Ein Bitol Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer, that which Shmuel teaches that there is no bitul reshus from one chotzer to another, lo amoran elu shtei chatzeros upesach echod beinehem, that is true only with 2 side-by-side chatzeros with a door opening from one into the other. Avol, in illustration 12, zu lifnim mizu, from the in the case of one chotzer, an inner chotzer, and one outer closer to the street, mitoch she'oisrin ze al ze, since the inner courtyard could impose an iser on the outer courtyard by virtue of the fact that they have easement rights, we call drisus haregel, so they, the inner courtyard, could be mevatel their easement rights to the outer courtyard. Rashi, across from here, says, Mitoch she'oisrin b'nei pnimis al b'nei chitzona, mishum drisus haregel, mevatlin lahem drisus raglom in lo yirvu b'nei pnimis, afilu la'atzma, in the event that the inner courtyard did not make an Eruv, even if their non-Eruv was internal, the havyiregel asur b'mekoma, in the event that the inner courtyard did not make their own inner Eruv, they become a regular supercoma. They become a group of people that are usher to use their own locale, the osera shalobim koma ad shetavateil, and they impose a threat, so to speak, on shalobim koma, the outer courtyard, until they are mevatel. Let's continue in the Gemara. We have a question that lasts a couple of lines. Omar Lei, Rav Yosef says in wonderment,
Ano amino mishmei de Shmuel hochi? Did I say thusly in the name of Shmuel that there is bittul? For Omar Shmuel ein lonu be'iruvin elo kiloshon mishnosenu. Shmuel has taught that you can't add heterim to the rules of Eruvin other than that which it says in the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, it spoke about, says Rav Yosef, anshe chotzer velo anshe chatzeros, namely that bittul exists as a possibility only with regard to the members of one chotzer. The word chotzer appears in the singular, but not from one chotzer to the next. So being that the Mishnah speaks about anshe chotzer, members of a chotzer in the singular, how could Shmuel have ever said that they can mevatel rishus from one chotzer to the next? Omar le Abaye responds, again an answer that takes a few lines. Abaye says, ki amris lon, when you taught us, ein lonu be'er v'nele koloshin mishnasenu, that we have in the laws of Erevin only that which is accounted for by the language of the Mishnah. Aho amris lon. You said that, in other words, that we are restricted to the language of the Mishnah regarding the following. Shehamovui lechatzeros kechotzer lebatim. Namely, that just like when we speak about a chotzer that needs an eruv, that's a chotzer that has two houses in it, so too the mavui that needs, or the mavui that one can matir with a lechi or korah, is a mavui that has multiple chatzeros that open into it. So regarding that, the language was important, language of the Mishnah, that just like in the case of the chotzer, there's a plural of batim, so too in the case of the alleyway, there's a plural of chatzeros. But as far as precluding the possibility of being mevatel mechotzer lechotzer, that is not precluded by virtue of the loshon, the language of the Mishnah. Before we continue, we glance at the side of the Gemara. We have a nosei, a topic heading, where we've written bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer and bechurba. We mentioned these points before in passing, and now we focus on them. We will see in the structure of the Gemara the following. We have Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and within Shmuel we will have Abaye and Rava. So now the Gemara. Gufa, Omar Shmuel, Ein Bittul Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer, V'Ein Bittul Rishus Bechurba. Shmuel, and we saw this earlier, that there is no renouncing of domain from one chotzer to the next, and we qualify that above. That's in the case of two chotzeres side by side. And there is no bittul rishus when it comes to the ruin. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, in stark contrast to Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer, v'yesh bittul rishus bechurba. Utsricha. I need this machlokis in both cases. In other words, the case of chotzer lechotzer and the case of churba, I need to see the machlokes in both of them. And it would not be sufficient to teach the machlokes in one case and I would figure out their position regarding the other case. And you can see we have a long point marking where the Gemara spells out why I need both cases. Utsricha. The Iashminen mechotzer lechotzer, had we taught the case of bittul mechotzer lechotzer, behokamar Shmuel, only there Shmuel might have said ein bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer, mishum daha tashmishta lechud vaha tashmishta lechud, because each chotzer is used independently. But in the case of the ruin, where it was one ruin that was serving both houses, so the two houses were using the same ruin, modi Rabbi Yochanan. I might have thought that Shmuel would concede to Rabbi Yochanan that bittul
is an option. V'chi itmar b'ha, had we taught the machloikis Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan only in the case of the churba, b'ha kam Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only there Rabbi Yochanan said that there is bittul. Aval b'hach, in the case of the two chatzeros which function independently, I would have thought mo delei l'shmuel. And maybe Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Shmuel that there's no bittul. Tzricha. Therefore, we have to spell out in the case of the Shtei Chatzeros the Machlokes as well. Omar Abaye. As we pointed out earlier, Abaye and Rava will be say comments or focusing on that which Shmuel had taught. Omar Abaye. Hal d'Amar Shmuel ein bittul rishus mechotzer l'chotzer. Lo amoran elo b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'nehem. And this, you'll notice, we have a star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. We saw Abaye saying this earlier, and you can skim up to the star higher up on the page and see where we learned this already. So Abaye says that that which Shmuel said, that there's no bittul reshus mechotzer chotzer, that's only in the case of the side-by-side chatzeros. Lo amoran elo b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'nehem. Avol shnei chatzer zuith nimizu, but the case of an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, mitoch sheoisrin mevatlin. That means that if the pnimis, the inner courtyard, did not make their own internal eruv, so they experience restriction. They are what's called a regel ho asura b'makoma, and as a result of there being a regel ho'asur in their own locale, they are restricted. They have the power of imposing a restriction on the outer courtyard. That's the concept of regel ho'asur b'mkoma, oseres shelo b'mkoma. And as a result of that, that mitosh she'osrin mevatlin, when Shabbos comes around, they could be mevatel. There, in other words, the inner courtyard can renounce their easement rights in favor of the outer courtyard, and the outer courtyard will then be allowed to use their courtyard and carry in and out of their houses. Rova Omar, afilu shtei chatzer zu lifnei mizu, pa'amim mevatlin u'pa'amim ein mevatlin. Rava seems to disagree with Abaye, where Abaye had seemed to give a blanket permission or allowance of inner chotzer being mevatel drisus haregel to the outer chotzer. Rava qualifies that. Sometimes there is no bittul, even though they aser, even though they impose a restriction on the outer courtyard, sometimes the bittul solution doesn't exist. Ketzat. Now here, it's important for us to pause on the structure of the Gemara. You'll notice that we have triangles that highlight the placement of the Eruv. Where was the Eruv placed? You'll notice that we have a long marking that's called Din. The Gemara will initially present a Din, actually made of a couple of parts, and afterwards on the second wide line we have a long marking called Hesber. The Gemara will quote the two dinim that are listed marking wise, Roman numeral number 1 and 2. The Gemara will quote them again and then explain each one. There's a great amount of detail in this piece of Gemara that continues till the top of Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. So what we will do is we first read the two dinim of Rava and then wait before explaining them till the Gemara explains it itself. So Rava said sometimes there is bittul in the case of the inner outer chotzer and sometimes no. Ketzad. Nosnu eruvon bechitzona. There was an attempt on the part of these two chatzeros to join together. In order to join together, so the Eruv made by one
is then carried into the other chotzer. That joins them together. Nosnu Eruvon Bachitzona. Let us say they placed the inner courtyard, placed their eruv in the outer courtyard. V'shochach echod, bein min apnimis bein manachitzonav lo irev. One of the members of one of the chatzeros forgot to contribute to the eruv. Shtehen asuros, both courtyards are forbidden. Nosnu eruvon bapnimis, the outer courtyard placed their eruv in the inner courtyard. V'shochach echod min apnimis v'lo irev, shtehen asuros. And in the event that one of the members of the inner courtyard forgot to contribute to their eruv, they are both chatzeros are usur, and bittul will not help. Shochach echod min achitzonov lo irev, pnimis muteris. V'chitzona asura. Again, this case of shochach echod min achitzona, where one of the members of the outer courtyard forgot to contribute to their eruv, we're talking about a case where the eruv was placed in the inner courtyard. And in that case, we say pnimis muteris v'chitzona asura. The inner courtyard will be muter, the outer courtyard will be forbidden. Up till this point, then, is just a statement of facts without explanation. Now the Gemara goes over the two Roman numerals, and explains in detail. So be aware that at first we quote that which we just said before we get to the actual explanation. Nosnu eruvon b'chitzona, v'shochach echod, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzonav lo irev, shtehen asuros. Shtehen asuros means that both courtyards will be restricted from carrying in and out of their houses, and bittul will not help. The idea of renouncing their holding to one of their members will not help. Now the Hesper. Hai bar pnimis lema niftol. In the event that one of the inner courtyard members had forgotten to contribute, well, we said bittul will not help. To whom would you think he could be mevatel? Livdil livnei pnimis, to suggest that he, this inner member, should mevatel to his other co-members of the inner courtyard, well, that won't work. Lesa le'ruvayu gabayu, their eruv is not by them, because as you saw two lines above where we underlined the case, Nosnu Eruv B'chatzona, therefore the Eruv being that it's not there, it's as if they are not there, so he cannot be Mevatel to them. Livtil Livnei Chitzona, to suggest that the inner member who forgot to contribute should mevatel to the outer courtyard, ein bittul reshus mechotzer lechotzer. One cannot be mevatel from one chotzer to the next. Continuing with the other possibility of who forgot, hai bar chitzono leman niftel. The outer courtyard member who may have forgotten, well, to whom could he mevatel? Livtil livnei chitzona, to suggest that he could mevatel to other members of his own chitzona courtyard, that won't help. Iko pnimis de asra alaihu. There are the members of the inner courtyard that, because of their drisus haregel, impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. There is a Rashi that appears on the lower part of the Rashi commentary, Iko pnimis de osra olayo, sharei botel ho'eruv bishvil zeh. The eruv
is not effective because of this one, this Ben Chitzona, who forgot to contribute. V'havi lo pnimis, the inner courtyard then becomes regel asura b'mekoyma, the lesser leruva legaba, it's a domain that is forbidden by virtue of the fact that their Eruv is not with them anymore, because we are speaking about a case where they place their Eruv in the outer courtyard. So this, the members of the inner courtyard, by virtue of the fact that they have drisus oregel on that outer courtyard, they impose a restriction on them. Continuing, liftil livnei pnimis, the member of the outer courtyard that forgot to contribute to his own Eruv, should he mevatel to the inner courtyard? Ein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. That's not going to help because of this idea that you can't be mevatel rishus from one chotzer to the next. Nosnu eruvon bepnimis. Let us say that you have these two courtyards, the inner and the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard placed their eruv in the inner courtyard in an attempt to join together. V'shochach echod min hapnimis, and one of the inner courtyard members forgot to contribute to their eruv. V'lo irev. Shtehen asuros, the two courtyards are asur. Hai bar pnimis lema niftil, the inner courtyard member who forgot to contribute, to whom should he mevatel? Live to libnei pnimis, to suggest that he could mevatel, renounce his possession, his ownership in the chotzer to the inner courtyard members, iko chitzona the asra alayhu. You have to contend with the inner, with the outer courtyard, who had placed their eruv in the inner courtyard. So that is what Rashi says, she eruv margilu lesochet, brings them into the inner courtyard. So you've got a problem here of what it seems to be a problem of drisas haregel, by that they are drawn into the inner courtyard, and therefore the bittul that this inner courtyard member would make to his other his co-members of the inner courtyard would not be effective. Liftil levnei chitzona, to suggest that the inner courtyard member who forgot to contribute should mevatel to the members of the outer courtyard, that doesn't help because ein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Shochach echod min hachitzonov lo irev. Now we're continuing in the case where one of the where the outer courtyard placed their eruv in the inner courtyard. However, one of the outer courtyard members forgot to contribute to the eruv, to their eruv. So in such a case, vadai pnimis muteres, the inner courtyard will be allowed to use their courtyard and carry from their houses to their courtyard. And as far as the outer courtyard presenting a problem, we have a way around that. The ochto dosho umishtamsha. They will close the door between their courtyards, and the inner courtyard will be considered isolated and use their courtyard, carry in and out of their houses. V'chitzona asura, the outer courtyard will remain asur. Again, this is a case where one of the members of the outer courtyard had forgotten to contribute in their eruv. We take a look at Rashi, who gives a lot more explanation. In the upper, in the top of the page, Shachach Echad Min HaChitzonah V'lo Irev, Beho Moidi Shmuel, in this case Shmuel will concede, the Mivakli B'nei Chitzonah L'vnei Pnimis, Oysi Rishus, Shebo Lehen, L'Sochan of the Hergele Ruvan. In this case, the outer courtyard who had placed their Eruv in the inner courtyard, that was the triangle Roman numeral number 2, that's the case we're focusing on. So they had brought themselves into the inner courtyard, and they have a problem because one of their outer members forgot to contribute to their initial Eruv. So in this case,
the B'nai Hachitzona can mevatel to the inner courtyard. Mishum de Omar law, the inner courtyard can say to the outer courtyard, the skuni shataftich, I joined together with you for the purposes of benefiting Falolu Avisi, but not to make problems for us. Vachim before Shlob is self pirkin, and this is what is explained at the end of the perek. The high de Bo'inon Bittol, and that which we require Bittol in the it altogether, Alibadir Bikiva Omra Rava Lemilsin Rava, who is the speaker here, is speaking within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbonon, if Rava were reflecting the sheet of the Rabbonon, Balab Bittol Nami Omrala Pnimis Hachi. Even without any bittol, the inner courtyard could have said to the outer courtyard, I joined together with you for our benefit, but not for our detriment. And undo the eruv, that the faulty eruv, if you will, that the outer courtyard placed in the inner courtyard, because this messes them up. Rabbi Kiva, however, said that there is the need for the outer courtyard to mevatel their drisus aregel to the inner courtyard. He says that b'shili pirk at the end of the parak. However, if one of the inner courtyard members forgot to contribute to his courtyard, this is not a possibility. We will continue, we'll turn back to the Gemara though at this point. Omar le Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua le Rava. Rav Huna raises a question to Rava. You taught that if one of the inner courtyard members had forgotten to make an Eruv, you had taught that they are both Asur. Amai Shtehen Asuros, why is that, that both courtyards are Asur? Livtil Bar Pnimis, Livnei Pnimis, let the inner member be mevatel his rishus to the other members of the inner courtyard. The tesi chitzona v'tishteri badayu, and after they were mevatel, after the inner courtyard did bittel, so the outer courtyard comes in and is able to use the inner chotzer. So Rav Huna Brev Yeshua is asking Rava, why then do you say Shtehen Asuros? Rava responds, Keman, Kerebi Eliezer, based on whom are you trying to seek out permission, a heter? Are you basing yourself on Rabbi Eliezer Domer, Eino Tzorech Levatil Rishus Lechol Echod VeEchod? And therefore, it would be enough for the inner courtyard member who did not contribute to his Eruv, it would be enough for him to mavatel to the inner courtyard members without any need for the inner courtyard member who forgot to mavatel his rishus to the outer courtyard. Well, I have news for you, says Rava. Ki ko'amino, when I said my din, that both chatzeros are usur, l'rabbonon. I said it within the shita of the Rabbonon, the Amri, that they hold when bittul rishus takes place, sorch levatel l'chol echod v'echod, that he who is mevatel's rishus, he has to mevatel to all concerned parties. And in this case, that would involve being mevatel to the outer chotzer members as well. Well, that can't happen because of the idea of ein bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached, if you wish to be in touch with us, at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.